If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to the 138th Psalm. 138th Psalm, verse 1, the Bible says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenedest me. Now watch this. With strength in my soul, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, and for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Amen. As we look at this tonight for just a little while, we see David here and he's writing this psalm, and it's an amazing thing that David writes in this first verse. And as I was reading through these the other night and going through the Psalms, I love to read the Psalms. If you've never sat down and read through the book of Psalms, you ought to do that. It'll bless your heart in an amazing way. Amen. There's just so much in here. You could never glean it all out. But as I was reading through this the other night, and I began to see the psalmist here, David, as he was writing this psalm, and he said, I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. Now, I want you to notice that that's a little g God. Amen. It's a little g God. It's not the God that we know. It's not God Jehovah, amen, but it's little gods. And he said, hey, listen, he said, I will praise thee. He's talking to God, amen. He said, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. What David's doing here, he said, you know what? He said, I don't care about the political correctness of the world. He said, I don't care about what the world says I ought to do. He said, I don't care about the fashion, being fashionable. I don't care about being popular. He said, praise God. He said, I do care about worshiping God. As I do care about praising my Lord. If we ain't careful, you know what we do? We grieve the Holy Ghost of God because we come to the house of God to worship Him in spirit and truth. And when God puts a praise upon our lip, we sit there like on a stool of do nothing and we don't praise God. But David said, I don't care who's watching me. He said, I don't care who sees it. Praise God. Even before the gods of this world, I'm just going to praise God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We're living in a time that political correctness is so out there. And you don't want to say nothing. You don't want to do because what somebody might think. But I want to ask you a question. What about what God thinks? Is he not worthy of our praise? Is he not our God tonight? Is he not setting extolled, praise God, a higher above than anything else? Amen. He ought to be. And David said, I'm going to praise him, praise God, even before the heathen of this world. He said, I don't care what they think. He said, I don't care what they'll say about me. Amen. He went beyond that. He said, I don't care what they'll do to me. He said, I'm just going to praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're at a time, in fact, a place today, praise God, when we think we have to defend the Bible. I'm going to say this blessed old Bible don't need no defending. Amen. We don't have to defend the Word of God. The Word of God takes care of itself. Amen. What we need to do is just expound the Word of God. Amen. We don't need to be defending it tonight. We just need to be expounding it. Just telling, praise God, people say something. Say, well, this is what thus says the Word of God. Amen. Hey, praise God, you know what? Well, what do you think? Hey, I don't know what to think, but this is what God says. Amen. Praise the Lord, what a blessing is. What are you saying? Praise God. I said, hey, listen. David says, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I ain't going to try to defend the Bible. I ain't going to try to defend God. I ain't going to try to hold this thing together by myself. He said, I'm just going to trust God. Amen. And he said, so he said, what we got to do? Praise God. He said, all these troubles is coming upon me. All these adversities, all these trials that I'm again. And boy, David, you think you fought have some tough times. Amen. David, praise God. Hey, listen, you've never been sitting down to supper and somebody tried to pin you to the wall with a javelin. Amen. David said a couple of times, he was just sitting trying to eat his dinner, praise God, and old Saul tried to pin him to the wall with a javelin. Amen. Be kind of hard to put a band-aid on that, wouldn't it? Huh? Amen. But praise God, David says, you know what? It don't matter. Even in the midst of all that, he said, I'm just going to praise God. I'm going to magnify God even before the heathen. Amen. I'm just going to praise Him, praise God, all the time. Hey, even when I don't feel like it, I'm going to praise Him anyway. Amen. Amen. See, we get in that attitude of mind. We get that attitude. The devil can't do nothing with that. You get that attitude of mind, praise God, no matter what, I'm just going to praise God. What? How's the devil going to deal with that? Hey, when you do that, praise God, it throws him a curve. He don't even know which direction to attack. Amen. Because you've done settled in your heart and your mind, praise God, I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to pray God. No matter what anybody said, no matter who's looking at me, no matter who's talking about me, I'm just going to serve God. I'm just going to praise God. Amen. So the devil's he's at a loss. Amen. He can't figure out which direction to attack at. Amen. It's kind of like submitting yourself to God and resisting. He has to flee. Has no means of attack, nowhere to attack. Can't find an open place. See, he's looking for an open place. Amen. And praise God, we all the time trying to defend God, but we don't need to defend God. Praise God, we just need to love God and praise God. Amen. God does the best. He does all right for himself. He has all through the ages. World without end. David said, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Now, I may not get past this verse, and I believe so much right here. David said, I'm going to praise the Lord, not with my intellect. He said, I'm going to praise the Lord with my whole heart. He said, every fiber in me, praise God. He said, I'm just going to pour it out to the Lord and praise the Lord. He said, you know what? God, give me the strength to praise Him. God, give me the strength to magnify His name. And praise God, I'm going to use every bit of my strength, amen, just to praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What does the devil do with that? Amen. There's nothing left. Hey, they ain't got nothing left to work with when you just say, hey, praise God, every fiber in me is worshiping God. Every fiber in me is singing praise God. Every fiber in me is praising the Lord. Don't leave a whole lot of room for the devil. Amen. Nowhere for him to get in. He said, I'll do it before the heathen of the world, before these false gods. Amen. You know what David was saying? But he said, I'll just show you how you ought to worship. Amen. He said, I'll just show you, praise God, how to praise and worship the true and the living God. He's worthy of all of our praise. He said, let me just show you how to worship like you ought to. He says in verse 2, he said, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And he says, I'm going to worship toward the holy temple. He's talking about that, toward that tabernacle. He said, I'm going to sit, praise my worship toward the tabernacle of God, amen, toward the congregation of the Lord, amen. He said, I'm going to worship the true and living God. He said, you worship, you knew no what, praise God, but he said, I know who I worship. Amen. He's like Paul, he said, I know in whom I have believed and I'm persuaded. Amen. He's got better things for me. And he said, I worship him, praise God, and I praise his name for his love and kindness and for his truth. Amen. See what people they try to disallow the precious word of God. But you can't disallow truth. Truth is truth, praise God, and a lie is a lie. Amen. And he said, praise God, the blessed word of God, it's the truth, absolutely. No matter what me and you think, we may not be able to live it. Praise God. Hey, praise God, I can't live up to it, but praise God, I like it and I believe it. Amen. It's the true word of God. Amen. Amen. It may be straighter than I can live it, but it can't be straighter than I like it. Amen. But he said, for thou hast magnified thy word. Now watch this. He said, above all thy name. Let me ask you a question. Is the word of God important? Is the written word of God, is it important? We tend to neglect it so much. Amen. We tend to disallow it so many times. So ask, is it important? Let me ask you a question. Is it important to you? Is it as important as it ought to be to you? Because he said the word of God. He said, for thy truth. He said, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Amen. He said, praise God. The word is uplifted. It's magnified even above the name of God. Amen. He said, the word of God is the most precious thing. Amen. He said, this word of God, because that's what we got to have. Amen. Unto the saving of the soul. Amen. We know there's God, but if we can't believe his word, we can never be saved. But praise God, when we believe it, amen, and it becomes part of us, then we can be saved, we get in, we can believe, praise God, and we can praise God like we ought to. Amen. Amen. When we truly begin to believe, nothing doubting. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can't doubt the word of God. Amen. He goes on and says, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me. Amen. David said, when I cried out, Lord, he said, it wasn't the rocks and the hills that answered. He said, it wasn't them heathen that come along and give me help. Amen. He said, it wasn't the world. He said, it wasn't the political leaders of the time that helped me. He said, when I cried out, praise God, he said, God Almighty, he said, it was you that answered. He said, you was leaning, you was inclined, you heard me, and you helped me. Amen. Well, when Ray did that, because he believed God. He knew, praise God, in whom he had committed everything, every essence, fiber, his being, praise God, and he knew God was in control. Amen. God had his life. Amen. How do you know? Because the last part of this verse, he tells us that. He said, he strengtheneth me with strength in my soul. You know what's wrong with most of us tonight? We need some soul strengthening. Amen. We need the strength in our soul to believe in a living God. Amen. We need the strength to believe and trust that God Almighty is God. Amen. His word is truth and we can depend on it. Amen. So we can press on toward the mark of the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Amen. That we can press on for tomorrow. See, that's what the son, he was a believing God. He was trusting God. And he said, pray God, I'm praising him in front of these heathen. Amen. Amen. It don't bother me that the heathen don't like what I'm doing. It don't bother me that the heathen don't like what I'm saying. It don't bother me that the heathen don't like the way I'm living. Amen. He says, praise God, brother. He says, I'm just praising God anyway. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. You know, when we realize, when we come to a point and place in our Christian life, when our soul's satisfied, we've got that inward strength in our soul, praise God, that we're secure in our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can come and worship him and praise him and magnify his name. Well, it ought to be lifted up. Glory be to God. And nothing else matters. Boy, we've attained to a plateau, glory be to God, and the devil can't, hey, praise God, it'll be hard for him to ascend. Amen. Amen. When we come to a place and a fact that God Almighty is true and everything else is a lie. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, that strength, he strengtheneth me with strength in my soul. Does it make a difference? Praise God. You say, well, preacher, how do we attain to this place that he is when we're living in a time of political correctness, when we're living in a time when we're trying to redefine the Word of God? Amen. You want me to tell you? I'll tell you what we got to do. Praise God. We just got to turn loose the lion. Amen. Amen. If I had a title brought up Charles tonight, it would be that. And we got to turn loose the lion. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the Lion of the tribe of Judah, praise God. He has the strength to overcome. Amen. Glory be to God. When we have no strength, praise God, he is all strength. Amen. I got to thinking on that the other day. The Bible says over in 1 Peter, I believe it is, he says that the lion talks about the old devil being as a roaring lion. 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 6, he says, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God. He said that he may exalt you in due time. Now listen, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. So it's like God's standing there directly with his hand over you. You say, well, I thought I was in his hand. You are. This one's got you. Amen. God's got two hands. Amen. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He said, just come humbly, amen. Just realize, praise God, that you're his, you belong to him, and nobody can do nothing about that. I'm talking about trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God, that lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, why? Because listen to what he says. He said, casting all your cares, all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think the devil cares anything about you? Do you think the world tonight cares anything about you? Most don't. Do you think tonight that your government cares about you? Absolutely not. All they want is your finances. They want your pocketbook. They could care nothing about you. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? I think our government loves it. They cared for it. Yeah, right. If you're not between the ages of 16 and 65, your government could care less about you. If you're too young to work and pay taxes, they don't care about you. And when you get too old to work and pay taxes, they don't care about you. Amen. I quote a fellow said, when they get to a certain age and condition, give them a Tylenol and send them home. He wasn't talking about to your house either. Amen. He was talking about sending you home. Amen. But praise God, I won't say there's a God of glory tonight that cares about you. The devil don't. People don't. The world don't. But God does. Amen. And he said, when we come humbly and get in his hand, praise God, and be comfortable there. Amen. Just take up our abode, praise God, and realize that we are in the hand of God. Amen. Listen to what he says. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He says, be sober and be vigilant because your adversary. Do you know you had an adversary tonight? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The devil. The adversary, the devil. Amen. That old accuser man. Now watch this. He says, as a roaring lion. See what the devil is. He's an accuser of the brethren, and he's also a counterfeiter. Amen? He's also a counterfeiter. It says, as a roaring lion. He said, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. See, what he's doing is he's trying to imitate the Lord. Because the Lord is that great and mighty lion of the tribe of Judah. He came to seek and to save, to draw men unto himself. See the old accuser, praise God, he's trying to do those things. He wants to pull them to himself and endow them to hell. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that there's a lamb of the tribe of Judah that overrides that stinking rascal, praise God, because he is that lamb of power. Amen. All we got to do is just turn loose the lamb, the lion tonight, praise God, on the adversary, and let the lamb do the fighting for us. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He has the power. He has the might. He said, whom resist? I'm about the devil. steadfast in the faith. Amen. What do? Praise God, you just turn the line loose and trust the line to do the work. Take care of that old as a line. Amen. I believe the true and the living line to take care of a as a line. Praise God. To devour him, to tear him up, have him take his tail between his legs and hit the road. Amen. When we trust, praise God, in the Word of God, and we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of the tribe, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, praise God, it makes all the difference. We settle it in our heart. So rest steadfastly in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Old devil, he's afflicting everywhere, man. He ain't a respecter of persons. I mean, he'll hit you broadside just about the time you get up and running good. Amen. Praise the Lord, like a little Energizer bunny with your batteries fresh. Amen. About that time, he'll put a trip wire. Man, trip you up. Praise the Lord, but God. He said, but the God of all grace, amen, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you, praise God. He said, hey, glory to God. He said, he'll give you the help, hope, and the confidence you need, amen, to persevere in this all untoward world. Amen. Amen. Praise God, or you can look up the glory and say with a shout, there is a God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, amen, fooey on the devil, praise God. I don't belong to the devil. I belong to a living God. Amen. Amen. So what happens when it comes to it? He says we just got to turn the line loose. Amen. Quit trying to do this thing. Quit trying to figure this thing out. And just turn the line loose on it. Praise God. He begins to make the difference. He tells us over in Revelation. Let me show you one more thing. Over in Revelation chapter 5. Remember the story here? John's on the Isle of Patmos. He's on the Isle of Patmos. And it seems like the old devil in the world and politician, everything else is giving him a fit. Amen. They done took him over there and persecuted him, boiled him in oil. Huh? How many of you ever had a hot oil boil? None of us. Old John did. Amen. Praise be to God. And that oil got up there about hot as God had let it get. Amen. God said that's enough. He brought him out of that. But John's over here on the Isle of Patmos, Revelation chapter 5. And John says he's in this, the second vision he had, the second picture that John conveys to us from God Almighty. And he said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? So John's seeing this, and he's seeing this mighty angel. And he steps up, and there's a book written on the front and the back, and it's sealed. And he said, who's worthy to open this book? Amen. And what Brother Randers White said, who's worthy to open this up and reveal to us the very mind of God? Who can reveal to us what God would have us to have so that we can be hoping in this old wicked world that we live? And they said there was nobody there. Bible says in verse 4, and no man in earth, nor in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. See, there was nobody that could open the book. And John said in verse 4, he said, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and read the book, neither to look thereon. Amen. Boy, wouldn't it break your heart if they told you, Brother X, they said, you know what? We can't share no gospel. We can't give you the Word of God no more. Amen. That book shut up and there's nobody can open it. Well, wouldn't that break your heart? Wouldn't it break your heart, Brother Chris, if they say there's no more? You can't see the Word of God. You can't hear the Word of God. You can't believe the Word of God. There is no Word of God no more. There's nothing coming from the throne of grace. Just a dead silence and emptiness. They knew that time one time for about 400 years. Between Malachi and Matthew, there was a time when there was no revelation from God. Don't you know that was a terrible time? time when God was not speaking to His people. It was almost as if God had turned His back on him. Don't you know how? Don't you know that's about how John felt on the high Patmos? Amen. Don't you know that I pray God that there was a cloud of darkness overshadowed him that day, and the Bible said he wept. But praise God, I'm glad God don't ever leave His people weeping. Amen. Amen. Praise God. These people wants to change the Word of God. It says in the book of Mark that it leaves over there when the disciples was troubled and sorrowing. And they said that's where that book ought to end. I want to say God's never left His people in sorrow and trouble. Praise God. He never has, and He never will. Amen. He said, one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Amen. Praise be to God. Listen, when the world says, we need to just close the book, we need to get rid of it, we need to throw out God. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we just need to turn loose the precious Lion of Judah, praise God, and let Him begin to open the book. Let Him begin to reel. Let Him begin to move. Let Him begin to fight the battle. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We can't do it, praise God, but He can. Amen. Bless His holy name. See, there was a promise made. You remember over in Genesis 49, I'm pretty sure it's Genesis 49, Jacob was prophesying about the nation of Israel. He was prophesying about them young men, the family members that would make up the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said, hey, listen, he said, out of the tribe of Judah. He said, out of the tribe of Judah, he said, there's going to come a lion. Let me read that to you. I don't want to mess it up. Genesis chapter 49. Turn if you want to turn there. Genesis 49. Yeah, verse 8. He said, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is the lion's whelp. Amen. In other words, he said, praise God, he's a fierce cub. He said, from the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion, as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, Jacob was predicting. He said, praise God. He said, there's coming a strength that's out of the tribe of Judah. Praise God. He said, it's a lion as a young whelp. Praise God. He's coming out with the fierceness of an almighty God. Amen. He may have come meek and humble, riding on an ass in a fold of an ass when he came the first time. But praise God, now he ain't no meek something or another. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he's still roaring, praise God, if we'll just let him roar. Amen. Amen. He's wanting to roar, praise God, through our life today, and if we'll let him roar. We just need to turn loose the lion and just let him roar. He said, and I beheld, Revelation chapter 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. That's a sign of strength and wisdom, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Amen. Said, and he came. Who's he? Jesus. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion. He came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, and the four beasts and the four and the 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and gold vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And had made us under our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Amen. We see God moving in a mighty way through the precious line of the tribe of Judah. We just need to turn the line loose. Amen. turn the line loose on all our problems, on, praise God, on this political correctness, on defending the Word of God. Let the line of Judah defend it for us. Amen. Amen. The good God of glory. What, you say, will it make a difference? Yeah, listen to what David said. Back over in Psalms 138, he said in verse 3, he said, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Or we need strength, and I've already said we need strength in our souls. Amen. It even supersedes the strength in our bodies. We need spiritual strength. Especially in these last days, youngins, we need spiritual strength. But it made a difference. Look what it says, verse 4. It said, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Amen. See, we don't need to defend the Word of God. We need to just expound the Word of God. We need to just tell people, this is what God says. Amen? I don't care what you think. That's what you think. But this is what God says. Praise the Lord. Amen? And that's the end of the conversation. This is what God says. He said, yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Listen to what happens when we begin to expound His Word instead of trying to defend it. Amen. We see God glorified, magnified. And guess what He said? He said, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, He said, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we start extolling, we start lifting Him up, He starts to, the drawing power starts. And people start coming to Him. Amen. The psalmist goes on in verse 60, though the Lord be high, yet hath He respect unto the lowly, but the proud He knoweth afar off. Amen. He has respect to the lowly. And he said, the proud He knoweth afar off. See, they if we ain't careful, we get in a proudful mind and we alienate ourselves from God. Because we get way up here and we try to do like Satan did and get up there where God is. Instead of staying down here where we belong. Amen. Worshiping and serving Him, praise God. Amen. The strongest time you'll ever be, the strongest stand you'll ever take, and when you're now down on your knees for Jesus. Amen. The strongest that you'll ever be, the tallest that you'll ever be, is when you're on your knees with Jesus. Amen. He said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Now notice what he says. I'm walking in trouble. He said, but there's a reviving spirit. Amen. He said, even though it seems like there's trouble, he said, there's something stirring in me. And praise God said, you know what? Hey, praise God, it's at the end of the journey. Hey, man, the troubles, you're just about out of it. Amen. It gives you that positive attitude. Man, to realize, praise God, hey, man, this thing, hey, the Lord's been with me. This will come to pass. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The trouble, he said, as that thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm cradled in the hand of God. And he said, that right hand represents the strong hand of God. Amen. The strength of God. He said, the strength of God is what will save us. Amen. The strength of God is what brings us out. Bless His holy name. Amen. He goes on and he finishes up here in verse 8. And he said, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Wow. Amen. You know what David's saying right there, Brother Jeff? He's saying, the Lord is going to make me perfect. Amen. Amen. He said, the Lord is going to make me perfect, mature, bring me to a stature where I'm right in the eyes, in a place I'm right in the eyes of God. Amen. Who can do that? The Lord. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the only one that has the strength to bring us through, praise God, to give us the strength to persevere in this old wicked world that we live. Amen. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. It's almost like Paul said, I am persuaded that He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him. Amen. You see what a difference it makes when we commit to the Lord? We commit it to the Lord. What's it? Me and you. Commit our lives to the Lord. If not, we're going to stay discouraged through the duration of this journey. And God never intended for us to be discouraged. He said, praise God, what we do is, if it was anybody that ought to have been discouraged, it ought to have been King David. But you know what that King David did? He said, I encourage myself in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I got discouraged, I went to the Lord. When I needed help, I went to the Lord. When I was in trouble, I went to the Lord. Amen. I encourage myself in the Lord. Now watch what he says, though. He said, Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Amen. So he recognizes the enduring mercy of the Lord. Now these places here where David quoted over and over again, he said, Thy mercy endureth forever. Thy mercy endureth forever. He said, God, you're just continually, just pour it out mercy. Hey, I deserve wrath, and you pour it out mercy. You pour it out mercy. You pour it out mercy. Now watch, yes indeed, and I'm done. You see David, as he's written this down, he penned this down, he believes in his heart. Amen. That the good God of glory is God, amen, that he's persevering because of that power that he has in the Lord. But now watch what he does. He gets to the end of this. He said, Oh Lord, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. But then it's almost like David, under his breath, just and real meekly, real humbly, he says this. He said, Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Amen. Praise God. He comes to the end of himself right there, and David, as meek and humble as he know how, he said, Lord, amen. He said, Lord, don't forget that I'm in your hands. Amen. Amen. David says, Lord, don't forget. Lord, please don't forget that I'm trusting in you. Amen. Lord, please don't forget. You think the Lord could ever forget that? But it's like David comes there to the end, and he said, boy, God, he's like most of us. He come to this place in his life, and he said, you know what? God's been so good to me, and I don't deserve all the goodness and the mercy. That enduring mercy, he said, I don't deserve all that. He said, Lord, I really don't deserve all this. But Lord, he said, don't forget about the work of your hands. He said, don't forget about what you've been doing for me, Lord, because you know I appreciate it. Amen. You know I appreciate what you've been doing. And I'm giving you, he said, I've been singing praises to you in the presence of the heathen. Amen. But he's like a man. He said, you know what, Lord? He said, please don't forsake that because I've committed. He says, Lord, I've committed every essence and fiber of my being into your hand and to your keeping. He said, Lord, don't forget about me. Amen.